This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out on old Dan again. Come on, Dan. Let's go. We got to get up, get a getting down the road there and find a few folks standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer up there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where that man called me earlier today. Said, Old Trailblazer, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your ministry and taking a stand against sin. The Old Trailblazer takes a stand against sin. Did you know the Lord is angry with a sinner every day? That's the thrust of the Old Trailblazer's message, is to warn folks that there's a heaven to win and a hell to shun, my friend. Let me just ask you, in the beginning of our message this morning, or tonight, whatever time you're listening, we're on stations all over the country now, what is your hope? What is your hope of heaven? Is it shaking some preacher's hand, making a mental decision, going down to the altar and praying through and maybe speaking in tongues and all of those things? Is that your hope, my friend? No, sir. My hope is Christ. Christ, the living God. And that's what Moses did. He walked out of the courts of Pharaoh there. And you know what? All he took with him was what he had on his back. He never went out in a blaze of glory with a chariot and eight white horses pulling him as a big potentate. No, sir. He was despised and rejected, just like our Lord was despised and rejected. And we're looking today in that 27th verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Let's read it. Let me read the 26th first. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. My friend, when he chose, made up his mind that he could not linger there, stay there any longer, he esteemed or he believed that the riches of Christ was far greater than the treasures of Egypt. Egypt was the richest country in the world at that time, and he had respect unto the recompense. Oh, that what would happen in that future life. Then the 27th verse says, by faith he forsook Egypt. Have you ever forsaken Egypt? Egypt is a symbol of the world. It's just a symbol of what we live in day by day, the religious world, the spiritual world, the economic world, the social world. Have you ever forsaken that, my friend? Listen, if you're saved, you have. If you're saved, you have a reward laid up in heaven. It says, not fearing the wrath of the king. He didn't fear the wrath of the king. You know why? Why God's child is not fearful? Because the only thing they can do is kill you. They could have put Moses to death. Pharaoh could have sent a group of folks out there and arrested him, brought him in, put him to death. He didn't fear that. He knew if he did, he'd go on to be with the Lord, just like the Old Trailblazer. I don't fear that. I don't fear being arrested and put in jail for preaching the truth. No, because all they can do is to kill me. The Bible says to fear not the one who can take your body, but fear that one who can take your soul, in essence, paraphrasing that verse. Listen, for he endured, Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. Who was that? The Lord. Seeing the Lord. In our studies up to this date, we have found and saw the power of faith in an individual to rise above the honors and riches and pleasures of the world. That's what we've seen so far. By faith, individuals forsake all of those things. Now, I praise the Lord that you and I, the Lord has blessed us. We live in a free country here in America, and it's fast becoming things that we don't appreciate. But we live. We can get up in the morning and do as we please pretty well if we don't break the law. But we can look forward now to that earth, that heavenly home. Do you do that, my friend? Oh, but listen, how can a man or a woman arise above the honors and riches and pleasures of the world? Only by faith. We don't do it by sight, no. He refused all of those honors. He was the Pharaoh's grandson. He could sat up on the podium there by Pharaoh as he handed down decisions and made decisions. Have this one's head chopped off and have that one's head chopped off. Put this one in jail. All of those things. He could have sat there. He could have chosen that. And later on, could have sat there in Pharaoh's chair. But no, He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. First, he refused. Then, I tell you this morning, you're going to choose. Then he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the pleasures of sin, and the wealth of Egypt. Oh, my friend, did you know that sin is only temporal? Pleasure is only temporal. Lust is only temporal. I've known men who lived a life of lust and fornication. I've known those folks. And they came down to the end of life, close to the end of life. No longer were they able to sport around as they once did. No longer were they the big shots. No longer were they the talk of the town. No, now they're maybe stricken with some dreadful disease, Alzheimer's or something, and they don't even know who they are, my friend. That's what sin does. It don't last long. Pleasure don't last long. But my friend, heaven, God's paradise that he's prepared for us, is eternal. Did you know it's eternal? Life on this earth is not eternal, but hell is eternal. Oh, my friend, he esteemed the reproach. He like I said in our last study, he knew that the offense, the things that he would have to suffer, he esteemed the reproach. He esteemed the offense of the cross greater riches than the pleasures of sin and the wealth of Egypt. He never took notice, as it were, of the wealth of Egypt. Oh, my grandfather is the Pharaoh. No, he didn't do that. We see nowhere in God's word where that he glorified the position that he held. And when he was 40 years old, come to adult manhood, one day he walked out. He went in there and told his mother. He said, "Mother, I no longer can stay here." And I'm sure he told her what the hope that he had in his breast. I'm sure he told her how the Lord had shown him what would happen to those Jewish individuals out there in Goshen, how that one day they would be led out. The 430 years was soon coming to a close. And I believe he told them. Oh, but listen. When Moses walked out of that court, he became identified with our Lord and his people. The only riches that he had were the promises of the covenant. Now you let that soak in. Let me repeat it. When Moses walked out of the court of Egypt, he became identified with Christ. Have you ever done that? Does folks know you, that you're a child of God? Not because you wear it on your forehead or none of those things, but because of your lifestyle. Oh, my friend, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He becomes a new creature. If any man comes to know the Lord in the forgiveness of sin, he becomes a new creature. What good would it do you to be saved if you're a sinner now, walking in sin, fornicating, blaspheming, cursing? What good would it do you to just keep on doing that? And I tell you, my friend, salvation is the greatest thing that ever happens to an individual, if it ever does. It's not a light thing like we have it made out today. Our religious people today, our religious professors, our modern preachers and pastors and laymen, they have drifted away from the truth so much that now the average church, whom I know of and I see in the papers and the periodicals and read, they equate salvation with just a decision for Jesus. Come on down and give your heart to Jesus and you all right. And then I've had individuals tell me, I was not a church-going person when I was young. I never did those things. But I've had individuals tell me that they were baptized when they were 7, 8, 9 years old, believing earnestly and honestly that they were saved, come on up living a life of sin and degradation. And by chance, they said, by chance. No, it was by providence, by the grace of God, that this individual heard the truth, just like I did. And the Lord took it home to their heart. You can hear every message that was ever preached. If the Lord doesn't take it home to your heart, you won't mount to nothing. You won't mount to a row of pins. No, sir. The Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Did you know it's not much truth being preached today? People that preach that salvation is a decision for Jesus, that's not the truth. They're not preaching the truth. What is the truth? The truth is that Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? I ask you, over this Trailblazer broadcast, over the Voice of Truth broadcast, in my pulpit, everywhere I go, Sunday night, Wednesday night, mission places, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Trucker, old trucker out there? Oh, my friend, you say you got truckers listening to you? Yes, sir. All over this country, one here and one there. and they write me and they tell me they get the booklets and put them in the break room. Some of them pull over on the side of the road in a way station, take a break. They got to let those hours pass by, and they spend that time reading the tracks that we put out. And that's another good time to tell you about that, my friend, especially you truckers and others. If you like to give out tracks, if you like to be a missionary at heart, you write me, and I'll send you a packet of tracks. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of them here by Pastor Shelton, little booklets that we hand out, we give out, we print them ourselves. They're very, very cheap to print, and yet they do cost money. And folks write and tell me, send me 100, Pastor. Here's $50. Send me 100 more tracks. And then we have folks who are writing, mailing them to individuals whom they know over in the Fiji Islands, over there in Malawi and Kenya and those places. And then we get the mail back here because our address is on the track. And they say, I picked this little book up somewhere. One man said he picked it up on the sidewalk after the garbage truck had run by. But my friend, we'll be glad to do that for you. But here's the thing. Salvation is coming to know the Lord. Seeing yourself first as a sinner. You ever seen yourself as a sinner? Well, I'm not a sinner. Don't call me a sinner, old Trailblazer. No, I don't. The Bible says, there's none righteous. No, not one. That's kind of dogmatic, isn't it? Folks say, well, old Trailblazer, you're just too dogmatic. I won't listen to you no more. You're just too dogmatic. Well, the Bible says, there's none righteous. No, not one. That's dogmatic. The Bible says, he that sinneth, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And after that, the judgment. That's dogmatic, isn't it? You can't make it any less dogmatic, no matter how you twist it and pervert it. And I know what's happening out there in our religious world. Come on down here to the front. If you got a little tingling going up your backbone, come on down here to the front and shake my hand and pray this little prayer. And old Deacon Joe over there will take you in the back and get you some helpful literature. And then next Sunday, come prepared, and we'll baptize you. And you're saved and saved evermore. And my friend, that's not the truth. That's not the truth. Man doesn't come to the Lord like that. The only man ever comes to the Lord is one who's has seen himself as a sinner and then comes to the Lord crying for mercy. Have you ever cried for mercy? Have you ever sought mercy? Oh, my friend, I tell my folks here, only prayer you need to pray is, Lord, help. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. Now, you remember what Christ said on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Who is he talking to? He's talking to a poor sinner who has seen himself sinful, degraded, wretched, miserable, blind. And the Holy Spirit takes a word home to his heart, the Bible. Not my word, takes the Bible. And it shows him his heart and gives him grace to cry out against it. And it's gracious to know the Lord. I wish you would holler back across the fence and tell your neighbor, the old Trailblazers just went off. Try to remember it tomorrow and go come over and listen with me if you want to. And then I'll tell you how you get on your website, radiomissions.org, and you go there and click over there on the left side and then click on the right side of your screen. You'll see over there where it says Alive Broadcasters. It has a Trailblazer there. It has many messages there. You click on the one for today or tomorrow or yesterday, and they'll be moved off as they come out. And then let other folks know. I'm asking my folks here to call your neighbors, call your folks out there in Spokane or Seattle or California, wherever. Call them or write them and say, y'all tune in the old Trailblazer. You got a station there not far. But remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.